I think that it's important to focus on the impacts of COVID on the legislative session, thinking about things like telemedicine waivers, the ability to derive reimbursement for virtual visits. We operated, those in healthcare operated under about 200 federal and state waivers that were provided over the course of response to COVID. It's been significant. A lot of these things have borne a lot of fruit, but also have been things that Congress is looking at, things that state lawmakers are looking at and saying, we ought to make those waivers permanent, not least the maximizing the use of telemedicine. I think concurrent with that, you're also going to see some additional funding for the state's broadband infrastructure, which will improve the service that's being provided for those in healthcare who are doing a lot of virtual visits these days. Clearly, a lot of focus on the health sector supply chain, whether that was testing supplies earlier, PPE earlier in pandemic response or later in vaccine distribution. Also looking at the impacts of staffing. A lot of the health systems you represent have derived the benefits of the Department of State Health Services, which has spent more than $6 billion over the course of COVID response in providing auxiliary staffing for hospitals and physicians across the state. There's some things that were not accomplished in federal COVID response, not least liability protections, which the state legislature is focused upon. And I referenced earlier the winter storm impacts. Obviously, there's been a lot of interest in many priority bills that are going to focus upon the electric grid. A little bit more difficult to sort out is how to address and harden or winterize the water conveyance infrastructure across the state. And then obviously the dialysis infrastructure and looking at ways to be able to bolster their emergency plans that they have now and to require that they are going to be able to provide auxiliary power and auxiliary water supplies going forward. A lot will be determined going forward as we look at how state lawmakers are going to figure out how to allocate the federal funds that have been authorized by Congress over the course of the several COVID relief bills. From a perspective of operational impacts, I think most on this call probably pay attention to the biennial attempts to change the Texas Advanced Directive Act. We've got a piece of legislation that's actually being heard in the Senate this week that would have an impact and require hospitals to treat until transfer. We've got pricing transparency legislation, a follow-on to the surprise medical billing legislation from the last session, which seeks to mirror the new federal reg that went into effect in January. Obviously, there's a lot of, again, relating to COVID impacts, a lot of focus on hospitals' visitors' policies and nursing homes' visitors' policies, as those were significantly impacted during the response to COVID. I would offer as well, the elephant in the room is what the state may or may not do relating to Medicaid or coverage expansion. There's not been a time since the passage of the Affordable Care Act. So you think about that in the context of every session since 2011, there have been opportunities. The state leadership and rank and file lawmakers in the majority have not had an interest in advancing any coverage expansion legislation. This is the first session since 2011 when there's been a greater coalescence of the business community, all the Metro 8 chambers, Texas 2036, and others, other business groups, imploring the governor and leadership to consider coverage expansion. I'm of the opinion that it's unlikely in sort of the full-throated ACA form, but we may see some incremental opportunities for expanding coverage. And it's also inspiring to see a whole bunch of Republican members who have signed as co-sponsors of those pieces of legislation. Missy, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thanks, Freddie. Okay. Maybe someone can help me move the slide forward. Thank you very much. I'm just going to give a brief overview of what the health plans are working on and the perspective from the Texas Association of Health Plans. As Freddie mentioned, there's a lot of focus on telehealth and telemedicine and broadband, expanding broadband coverage coming off of COVID. and the flexibilities that were allowed. From the health plan perspective, they are support eliminating the restrictions and expansion of telehealth access and innovation, but they oppose payment parity and audio-only telehealth and other coverage mandates. Also, you know, we talked about COVID-19 coverage. If there was any other, you know, they're looking at some of the flexibilities and whether or not those can continue. Interesting enough, there is a big focus this session on the expanded access of APRNs. And that is, you'll see in a minute when I talk about that from the physician, the TMA perspective, they obviously oppose that, expanding the scope. And basically what there's a whole coalition that is pushing the expanded use of APRNs and basically expanding their scope and removing the delegation mandates. Also, from the health plan perspective, they are looking, again, they have been really strong on going after freestanding ERs for last several sessions. This session, they're focusing on the alleged price gouging of COVID testing that was coming from the freestanding ERs.